gonna take us places.
Okay, that's gonna rebrand the brand. As we say in nothing, right? L. If they would label the ears, then you'd know right away, you know. But you gotta figure out L. L. That's why I'm a radio professional. Anyhow, winter storm General Sherman rolls through Atlanta. But the South will plow again. What do you know?
Not much.
Okay.
Live from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma to Ames, Iowa, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, the office actor and author, BJ Novak, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man whose walk is so shoveled you could eat off it, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. So disheveled. Oh, my back, though. Guys, just don't say the word back to me, and I won't think about it. I shouldn't at this age have to. I've been shoveling since I was 7. I won't tell you how old I am now, but that's been a while. I used to shovel the alley for my dad. I shoveled an entire alley so my dad could get in the alley in Milwaukee. And it was if I didn't do it, Dad just kept going down 58th Street. All the way to Burleigh. Had to walk back. Couldn't have that. Oh, that weather, though, huh? That Weather Channel needs to rethink its naming of storms, I think. General Sherman, no name for a winter storm. You know, everybody talks about the Weather Channel, but nobody does anything about it. That's the thing. But, you know, the South, they make big jokes about the South and unable to deal with snow and all that stuff, but we'd have the same reaction up here to a heavy accumulation of grits. What do you do with it? How do you walk on it? What is it? And then, of course, New York City buried by 2 inches of snow. You could hardly see the top 102 floors of the Empire State Building. It's ridiculous. Did you see that? Snow smashes New York. It was like this. They were walking through it in their little Reeboks. But what great stories New Yorkers will have about the dusting of 2014. In Russia, unusually warm weather for the Winter Olympics results in a Speedo trial event at Sochi. In non-weather news that isn't, the girlfriend of French President Hollande. How do you say that in French?
It sounds good to me.
Hollande sits at the kids' table during the White House dinner, where the kids enjoyed hastily rebranded Freedom Fries. Astronomers suspect flowing water on Mars because every time they look at it, they have to pee. That's running water, what I'm saying. Dumb Starbucks spurs a rash of dumb, including dumb Home Depot, dumb Coke Industries, and dumb Republican National Committee. Some crocodiles can climb trees. All crocodiles look like trees. Therefore, some crocodiles climb some crocodiles. I worked that out at great length for a tepid reaction, I might say. Tepid. It is noted. Bob Costas and Wire Fox Terrier are trending. Thank you. And the Fox Terrier had pink eye, too. That's a surprising thing. That's scary, a were-fox terrier with pink eyes. Oh, my God. Ball players report to false spring training. A-Rod, meanwhile, got himself a 100-inch flat screen with 1,000 watts of surround sound, so he's good for the season. After Rand Paul sues Barack Obama, you will sue Mrs. Paul's fish sticks for trademark infringement. The judge rules that Kentucky has to accept same-sex shotgun weddings. That's where both the guys have one. I think. Supposed pictures of the iPhone 6 look a lot like my garage door opener. Barbie's on the cover of Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue, but she so obviously has had some work done. I mean, what is she, 50, 60? January Obamacare signups go through the roof thanks to New Year's resolution signups. Getting a lot of that. Smattering of bucket list signups. So it's going pretty good now. Leaker Edward Snowden used password 12345 to gain complete access to NSA files. And yet he can't remember his PIN number at the time machine. Yes, Virginia, there is same-sex marriage. In Virginia. You know, if we just started calling it marriage, it'd save a lot of problems, I think. You know, then you wouldn't have to. We create others, of course, because it is marriage, no matter what you call it. Joseph A. Banks buys Eddie Bauer, rebrands as Joey Banks. Think about it. Okay, think about it. Pentagon Meals in the Field has come up with a 3-year pizza. If it doesn't come in 3 years, it's absolutely free. Packers interested in openly defensive end, Michael Sam. We could use an openly defensive end, I think. I mean that. The Stradivarius recovered in Milwaukee has a crank on the side, so it may not be the same instrument. My wife didn't appreciate her Valentine's flowers, but the funeral displays were all they had left. I mean, you never seen, they just took everything in the store. And here in Madison, the city says Wednesday's snow had to be shoveled by noon Thursday, but Thursday's snow can wait till you get to it. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. And now for a What Do You Know editorial. Here is our editorial director, me. This is an opinion piece, but it's very brief. It's 5 things wrong with Sochi 2014. 5 things. Number 1, a lot of these events, biathlon, skeleton, bandy, are clearly made up or something only Russians would do. Buzkashi, goat head polo, surprisingly, is not among them. Although that's more of a summer thing. Around here, shooting a .22 on skis doesn't even happen up north. Number 2, Scandinavian nations, and they know who they are, have a huge and insurmountable advantage because these events are how they commute. Number 3, without even a pink-eyed Bob Costas, none of the results can be considered official and have to go into the record books asterisked. That's hard to put a past tense on, believe me. When it comes to Olympic winter sports, Matt Lauer is a triple klutz. And number 4, who told Olympic officials snowboarding down railings was okay? It's not okay. And anyway, it's the kind of thing you see every day on the rails of the federal building downtown. It's hardly Olympic. And finally, 5 things wrong with Sochi 2014. Despite, or perhaps because of, the games being in Russia, it would have been nice to introduce same-sex free skating pairs once the issue of who lifts is resolved. But only with a proviso that neither of the skaters be Will Ferrell. Thank you so much. That is 5 things wrong with Sochi 2014. Someone had to say it. I'm just sorry it was me. Okay.